We head north now, a politics story in Wisconsin. Later today, a concerted effort to drive Republican Governor Scott Walker out of office is set to come to fruition, or at least the first step. If just over 540,000 signatures are turned in today and validated at noon to the Government Accountability Board, the controversial governor will have to defend his seat in a special recall election. For more, we're joined now by Sean Johnson, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the latest chapter in a dispute that goes back to collective bargaining issues that, the governor effectively got curtailed in Wisconsin, but that's not over.
Yeah, it's been, almost a year now since the governor introduced that bill, and you had all these protests erupt in the Wisconsin state capitol building. And it didn't take long for people to start talking about recalling the governor. Of course, at that time, it seemed like a long ways away. And since we've never done anything like that in Wisconsin, there's never been any effort that's come even close. The idea of getting 25% of all the votes cast in the last race for governor, getting that many people to sign a recall petition to force a special election seemed like a high hurdle. But if you take Democrats at their word, they're going to turn in at least that many signatures today to force a recall against the governor, and possibly 100,000 plus more.
So Sean Johnson, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, talk to me a little bit about the law in Wisconsin. Did these 540,000 signatures, which are supposed to represent 25% of the votes cast in the last gubernatorial election, do those 540,000 people have to have actually voted in the election, or is it just a raw number?
No, you have to be you have to be able to vote, but you don't have to have voted in the last election. You don't have to vote in the upcoming recall. You just have to, you have to be a voting age. You have to live here in Wisconsin, and so that's something that will, certainly the state's election agency will be looking at over the next probably more than a month, and definitely something that will be scrutinized by Governor Walker, his campaign, his volunteers, and certainly his attorneys.
And at the very least, it means that you simply add up the numbers. As long as the signatures are registered voters and eligible voters, it's a straight-ahead shot to make this recall happen. What does the governor have to do to stay in office, do you think?
Well, the governor will start calling into question, does this person actually live at this address? Is this a duplicate signature? Is this a fictional signature?
But he's got a campaign too, right?
He's got a campaign, and he's been doing that the entire time this recall drive has been going on. As soon as it started, in fact, he had the ability to start raising unlimited money. So Wisconsin's normal campaign finance contributions went out the window. And so he's raised money very quickly and has been on TV extensively for the past couple months. And at this point is running just putting his name out there. He doesn't have a Democratic candidate right now.
Sean Johnson, before we go, if the recall election is, if the Democrats are successful in forcing the recall, but Scott Walker wins, does that shut the Democrats down in Wisconsin for the foreseeable future?
I mean, it'd be a huge blow for Democrats, a huge blow for unions if the governor, after taking a hit like this, managed to survive, yeah.
All right, Sean Johnson, state capitol reporter from Wisconsin Public Radio. Later today, truckloads will bring the estimated more than 540,000 signatures to force a recall election of Republican Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.